Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Danny Clark. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Pillette. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Herman Pillette. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blue moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Jones moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. Cobb moves to second. One out. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Clark reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Cobb scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rigney moves to second. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Veach. McInnes reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill takes first base on ball four. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-0 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sewell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Clark reaches second base with a double. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clark tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Herman Pellette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellette is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to second. Jack Graney pinch hits for Jim Lindsay. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. James Edwards now pitching. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Jones steals second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. Veach hits a pop-up towards third. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. Cobb moves to second. Two outs. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball towards right. Heilman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Heilman. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Tigers. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speaker scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Tigers. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McInnes takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pillette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Basler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney moves to third. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pillette hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rigney tags and scores. One out. It's 7-2, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Basler moves to second. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Jones hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Gardner pinch hits for James Edwards. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. O'Neill moves to second. Joe Evans pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. Gardner moves to second. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Gardner scores. It's 7-4, Tigers. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Speaker scores. It's 7-5, Tigers. Red Oldham now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Evans now playing left field. Dave Keefe now pitching. Luke Sewell now catching. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 2 in the game. Veach hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 3 in the game. Heilman hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McInnes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Howard Emp now pitching. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to second. Two outs. Ginger Shinault pinch hits for Dave Keefe. Ginger Shinault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shinault strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel now pitching. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bassler bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to second. One out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and has Rigney trapped. He races towards second and tags Rigney for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Emp moves to second. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 4 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Speaker moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-3 in the game. Veach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-4 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Veach trying to get to third. Speaker throws the ball into Stevenson, who tags Veach for the out. Two outs. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McInnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Emp. McInnes moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.